It's Design Time with Kelly Silverstein on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Design Time with Kelly Silverstein. You can find her at Humanity Home and Cabinetry, and they are located in Santa Rosa at 799 Piner Road, Suite A. You can call 707-595-5046 for a consultation. Again, that's 707-595-5046. Also send an email to info@humanity-home.com. So nice to see you, Kelly. How are you doing?
You too. Thank you. I wanted to do a quick shout out to a friend and fellow designer who said she's been listening to us.
Oh, nice.
And that's Leanne. So just wanted to say hi to Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. Thanks for listening. Leanne and everyone else out there, if you've missed any of these shows, we do archive them as a podcast. So you can go to ksro.com and catch up on shows that you might have missed. And we have a special guest in studio with us today.
Yes.
Do you want to introduce our guest?
I would love to. It's a co-working associate of mine, and, mm-hmm. and has become a friend. And he is Jason Lotho, who is the owner and principal of Fondari Finish Construction.
It's
Did
so
I pronounce
nice
that right?
That's correct. That's correct. Nice to meet you as well.
Yeah,
welcome.
Thanks for coming in. So today, because we are just sort of exploring that world of general contractors, we really want to give people some do's and don'ts, tips, inside information to help them have the smoothest experience possible when working with a general contractor and working on a remodel or whatever kind of project it might be.
Yes.
So Jason, tell us a little bit about your company.
We are a local based business here. We're actually upstairs from Humanity Home,
okay,
which makes it nice and convenient. We do new construction. We specialize in remodels and interior finish work. We have a team of 15 employees, and we work in Sonoma County all the way to San Francisco.
Excellent.
So we've been in business for 5 years now.
Nice, nice. And how did you guys meet?
Wow, you know, that's a great question. I actually met Jason through another contractor. He was a contractor that I was working with Humanity Home, and Jason was the one who was always on site doing all of the work. And turns out that they ended up working on my house. We did a very significant remodel on my house. Mm-hmm. And so, actually, when I heard that Jason went on his own to open up his own business, I kind of tracked him down. I hunted him down.
Right.
And
yeah.
said, you need to meet with me and my team and the other contractors I work with. And from that point on, it's been a little over 5 years. And it's been fantastic to see him grow from just starting out to having a company of 15. It's really impressive in this industry.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank
Very
you.
Cool. So let's start out our conversation about things to think about, to consider while you're interviewing. And I think this is important. You should be interviewing.
Yes.
Not just hiring, but interviewing and hiring a general contractor for your project. So prior to even having that meeting, what kinds of things do you need to have in place?
Yeah. Do you want to take that or should
I? Sure. at least on our end as a general contractor, it's great to work with an interior designer like Kelly, who will give you plan-ready drawings.
Mm-hmm.
They also will give you a scope of work, because these are the tools that we need to actually even bid a project. So the first step would be to meet with Kelly,
right.
and get that introduction and get the whole brain like thing out on paper, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let me follow up on that. And, you know, as much as we'd love to help you, you don't have to come to Humanity Home. But what a contractor is really going to need to give you an accurate bid, mm-hmm. and that's the key word, accurate, is a clear scope of what the project is written down and really clear drawings of what the space is currently and what you want it to look like. We all hear nightmares that people start projects and the contractor told them it was going to be X amount and it ended up being double. There's a lot of ways to address that. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways the client can address it is by having a very clear scope when they start out.
Right, right. And that is something we've talked about this in the program prior to this one. Just that there's so much more that for do-it-yourselfers, it can be really difficult if you don't have those kind of skills.
Right. And we call those things also scope creep. You know, if, again, if you ask a contractor, how much is it going to cost for me to take out my cabinets and put them back in? Someone like Jason's going to give you a price. And then by the time he's done with the project, they want him to move plumbing. They want all new flooring. And then they say, well, how come it's so much more? Well, again, this all comes down to scope.
Exactly, exactly. So I am a little bit sort of confused about coming up with your budget when you have to still get a bid. So how does, like, cart before horse, how does all of this happen?
You can give your take and all.
You know, if we get kind of a rough idea of what's going to be going on there, I can put together some generic numbers and get you close, as long as I know conceptually what's going to happen. But again, this goes back to having spoken with someone and still getting that on paper, because you can say, hey, well, I want a tub with tile, but there's freestanding tubs. There's all sorts of things that if plumbing's got to move or electrical's got to move, like
what
these are the
tile?
Things that drive it up,
sure.
You know, the tile layout. So really the way to go is to get the idea first and you can say, I can tell Kelly, yeah, this is going to be, you know, between $150,000 to $200,000 in that range, and get you close.
Right, 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 right. Okay, cool. So you should come to your designer with sort of, this is my budget, and then you can help work out a design within that sort of frame?
Yes and no. Oftentimes what happens, and this was kind of part of my, like, buyer beware, sometimes we get people who come to us and say, this is what I want to spend. And it's almost like going, again, I do the car analogy, but going to a car lot and saying, I want a car with the upgraded package of everything, and I want to spend $10,000. Well, that's great,
yeah.
But that's not what it's going to cost.
Right,
so
right.
In the worst scenario, and this has happened numerous times, somebody has said, well, I've already refinanced my house and taken out X amount.
Oh,
and
okay.
They're really doing it based on no real concrete information.
Right.
And so what I say is don't make those decisions until you've really discussed and spent some time fleshing out and then getting very realistic, at least guesstimates, from a local builder, not from the TV show that's happening in Waco, Texas, or somewhere else where the numbers are not going to be comparative.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. I didn't even think about that because obviously, you know, as someone who's excited about a remodel, you're probably looking at, you know, Chip and Joanna and
exactly.
going, oh, well, you know, how can I have that? That they only spent this amount. But, of course, we live in Sonoma County. A little bit different.
Yep.
All right, excellent. So we've talked a little bit about coming up with this reasonable budget prior to making the loan or getting the money out of your refi or however you're going to do it. And do you want to get multiple bids? How many bids should you generally be getting?
That's a great question too. And I'll jump first, and then Jason, you can give your thoughts. You know, I'm sure all contractors want the client to just come to them.
Right.
But I do think that getting two bids is very reasonable.
Okay.
For a project, especially if you don't know the players involved, if you don't know the contractors involved, getting, you know, 5 to 10 bids, clients need to understand that it takes, and Jason Lotho can talk more about this, but it takes hours and hours and hours and hours and hours
right.
to prepare a bid. So if at some point you're just wasting people's precious time.
Sure.
So, but I think two is important. I think Jason and I were talking about this earlier today, that also some of it is just that intangible, who you feel more comfortable with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In your home.
Right. And that was that interview portion that we just talked about,
yes.
too, that you need to interview because you're going to be working with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost
important.
Like dating, I say.
Right?
You know, you don't want to marry the person until you've got at least a couple dates. So
exactly. So let's talk then about, you've got your scope of work, you've got your drawings, and you're ready to meet and talk with your general contractor. What kinds of things should you have during that meeting or be asking for during that meeting?
Do you want to take that, Jason?
Yeah. One of the first things I think you should ask for is getting a referral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone that they can talk to then see how you worked with them and how their experience was.
Right.
Another thing to check in is how they estimate. You want to make sure that you're getting someone that's going to estimate the entire project. Mm-hmm. Often, if you see something that's very vague, there's a lot of holes in it. Mm-hmm. And that's where people get people on change orders. I hear this all the time where someone will come in on a low price. And if you are getting two bids or three bids, make sure you're comparing apples to apples.
Oh, right.
Like, for example, with us, we put everything in there. So you might start with someone that's saying this, and then, oh, well, that wasn't included, or this wasn't included, or allowances. That's the other thing to watch out for. When you see a contractor and they put, these are allowances. Some of these allowances are ridiculous.
They're unrealistically low,
they're
not, is what he's saying.
And they'll say, like, I was looking at someone's contract, and they had in their allowance for flooring. $7 a square foot, but it didn't say was that flooring and it was the materials and labor. So there's that gray area. So the clearer that it's spelled out, that's when you know you got someone that's really going to give you what you're expecting.
Right.
So
yeah. And if I can interject on that, bringing it back to that written scope of work and drawings, when people work with us at Humanity Home, we require any contractor who's bidding on the job to incorporate the scope of work document and drawings into their bid so that the contractor has less of an opportunity to say, oh, well, that wasn't included. That's extra.
Right.
Right.
Very good.
It's verbatim.
Great tip. All right. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Design Time with Kelly Silverstein. Always prefer to have a consultation. So you can do that in person. You can do it over the phone. You could do it on Zoom. Reach out to Kelly and her team. She does have a team. So you're getting more than one person in on whatever work it is that you're asking them to do at 707-595-5046. 707-595-5046. You can also visit their showroom at 799 Piner Road, Suite A in Santa Rosa, or send an email info@humanity-home.com. We'll be right back.
Do you dream about redesigning or decorating your home? What does your dream kitchen look and feel like? Your master bath retreat? Or how about revitalizing your entire home? Think it's too much of a hassle? Don't know where to start? Call Humanity Home and Cabinetry, Sonoma County's interior design experts. Their highly qualified designers are passionate about you and your home. The full-service interior design center in Santa Rosa specializes in kitchen and bathroom design and cabinetry. Along with custom cabinets for every design and budget, Humanity Home offers tailored furniture, home accessories, lighting, rugs, and original artwork. At Humanity Home and Cabinetry, their team approach to design is a healthy mix of style and functionality to accommodate you and your lifestyle. Interior designers aren't just for the rich and famous. They can actually save you money and give your remodel or build a fresh new outcome. Tell your smartphone to call the design experts at Humanity Home and Cabinetry in Santa Rosa.
At Humanity Home and Cabinetry, your happy home is our business.
Discovering your best hair starts now because Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event is here. Get up to 50% off hair care essentials from brands like Redken, Pattern, and Hot Tools. Say hello to healthy hair with deep hydration. Define those curls with Mega Moisture or care for your color to keep shades vibrant. Plus, new launches will turn your good hair days into your best hair days. Shop the Gorgeous Hair Event today. Event ends October 24th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
If you advertise a business, why should you choose Waterdrop Digital? Our technology can zero in on potential customers. We discover their behaviors, understand their habits, and can let them know you have a product they're searching for. We can target a zip code, a neighborhood, and serve up your information on their cell phone, tablet, or laptop. We can do that. Waterdrop Digital. We handle the details. You get the results. Find out how at waterdropdigital.com.
It's Design Time with Kelly Silverstein on KSRO.
And welcome back to Design Time with Kelly Silverstein. I'm Michelle Marquis along with Kelly. She is the president of Humanity Home and Cabinetry. You can find them in Santa Rosa at 799 Piner Road, Suite A. Call ahead to schedule an appointment at 595-5046. 595-5046 or send an email if you've got some questions. info@humanity-home.com. In studio with us is Jason Lotho. Jason is the owner of Fondare Finnish Construction. You can find them online at fondarefinnish.com. And one of the things in the notes for this show, you talked about making sure that you know some of their most recent projects, and they need to be recent. That's a key word there. I thought that was interesting.
Yes, when you're asking for references, a trick is to avoid getting someone's best friend or neighbor to give the contractor a sterling reference is ask for a reference of the last three jobs they worked on. And again, if the last three jobs are over 3 years old, that's pause to wonder, what have they been doing for the last 3 years? Mm-hmm. Have they not been working, or do they just not want to give those names because didn't turn out so well?
Sure. Okay, so tell us a little bit about that referral process, because I think that's kind of interesting. You actually sometimes will take new clients to see your old clients' work.
Yeah, most of our clients, we are referral-based only, so most of our clients, we want to leave them with having a positive experience, and so a lot of them will allow us to bring future prospects and people interested in our work to come by and take a look. So having that relationship, it just shows and goes a long way when they're there to say how happy they are with what you guys done. And then you get the proof in the pudding and seeing the work.
Yeah, that's great. How do you talk about who is going to be on site with you? Is that important to know?
Like, I would say so, yeah. We've got foremen and site supervisors. And I think, you know, when you're first as a general contractor, one of the things I want to make clear right away is that I'm not necessarily going to be there doing the work. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we'll bring in, as we know we're getting closer to signing the job, we'll bring in the supervisor or the guy that's going to be running the job. Mm-hmm. Also, you want to make sure that there's going to be continuity on the job. So you're going to have this supervisor for this entire project.
Okay.
So you're dealing with the same person all the time instead of, we've got this person here this week and this person that way. You want to keep consistency.
Yeah. And do you suggest that people also meet those supervisors?
We'll bring our supervisors over and introduce them to the client before we even start the job.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I've heard with other contractors, clients' complaints that I really liked the contractor, and that's why I went into agreement with them. And then these people that I've never met before keep showing up. And so, you know, clients do have to understand that as companies get larger, like Fondare Finnish, it's not always going to be the owner. But I really appreciate the fact that he brings the foreman in there, introduces them. They know who this person is. They have direct contact information for them. Mm-hmm. And it just makes everybody feel that much more comfortable during the project.
Oh, for sure. Now, change orders, are they inevitable? Or if you've got a really good scope of work and drawings, can you avoid the change orders?
I mean, there's always some, but you can definitely make sure there's not going to be a lot. And again, that goes back to having a clear scope of work. But there are times where, you know, you can put something in and a couple may not they may disagree and go, hey, you know what? Now that I'm seeing this off paper, I don't like it. I want to change it. And
right.
So all that, which all that is written out in the contracts, what that rate would be. And so that's the other thing I want to say, too. Contracts. You want to make sure that you're having a home improvement contract. There's a lot of contractors that provide estimates. You also want to check that they have a current license and it's active, and that there's no holds or negative remarks. You can go to clsb.com to run their name and make sure it's valid. Workman's comp, insurance, and make sure that you don't pay a deposit more than $1,000 or 10%.
Which is the law.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So these are all really good tips.
Yes. I think we'll do a write-up blog on these tips and put it on our website also.
Oh, that'll be great too.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we do archive these shows as podcasts. You can go back and listen at ksro.com. I'm talking with Kelly Silverstein from Humanity Home and Cabinetry. And our guest today is Jason Lotho. Jason is the owner of Fondare Finnish Construction, online at fondarefinnish.com. So let's talk a little bit about how you organize the job, that project management. How does all of that, do you have to have like some sort of system or something to make sure that everything runs well?
It definitely helps. Most of the people that I've talked to when they've met other contractors, if I've come behind them, I ask, you know, did the last guy, did they have a software or a system of tracking to be able to know when your job's going to start and when it's going to end? Mm-hmm. That's something we provide. So it helps. We actually do a detailed schedule for the entire job.
Oh, wow.
And it's online. So not only are our trade partners and subs involved on it, but the homeowners can see the process. And we do daily job logs. If there were delays, all that information is at the homeowner's tips.
Plus pictures.
Plus progress. Photos. Yeah, progress photos.
Wow, that is great. My poor sister up in Washington State, she hired a friend to do just side work on remodeling her kitchen and her bathrooms. And she told me, she's just like, I never know when he's going to be there. Yeah. This is dragging out so long. She finally is just like, I just need to hire somebody else to come in and finish this because I just want it done. It's taking forever.
Right. Yeah. I know that our tech savvy clients love the project management software that Fonderi uses because they can go on, even in the middle of the night when they're panicking, they can go on themselves and see the progress, see the notes, see the pictures if they're remote, and really have that peace of mind. And I have found that two things are the biggest issues between homeowners, usually, and general contractors. One is lack of communication, and the other one is lack of organization. And I think this group has those nailed. Really well.
Is it also important to know when you're not going to be there, like times that, you know, maybe are called dead days or whatever?
Absolutely. But you can avoid a lot of those dead days if you schedule the job out, to where that's one thing we like to do is have the job run consistent. Mm-hmm. So that starts with, again, having the scope of work, knowing what you're going to need before you need it and making sure it's available on site. But yeah, you want to communicate with the homeowners when you're not going to be there for some reason, and let them know, hey, we're not going to be there, So all of that's in the schedule, though. So like I said, with us, we try to have everything go straight through besides working on the weekends. But
I would like to add something in talking about the scheduling and talking about I don't know. My mind just went blank. It'll come to me. But, change orders. You know, things that oftentimes happen from the homeowner's side that affects the cost and the time schedule is those four dangerous words, since you are here or while you are here.
Yep.
homeowners forget that every little thing that they add to the job changes the schedule and it changes the cost. And so again, communication is key. Yes, we said we'd have this job done in 6 weeks, but you've added four things to it, and that changes the schedule. You know, subcontractors need to be called, things need to be rearranged. And so really explaining that, which we try to at Humanity Home, and I know that Fonderi Finish does also, to really get the clients to understand some of their own actions that are affecting that time and schedule.
Oh, for sure. And what about making sure that you know when materials are going to arrive, maybe, and deliveries and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we schedule all of that.
You do? Okay.
So, yeah. So, basically, from a new build to a remodel, I literally sit down and I close my eyes and I go through every step of the job. And that's... You know, Kelly will get an email saying, hey, you've got to order your cabinets by such and such date. This plumbing fixture needs to be ordered by such and such date. So, yeah, a lot of time goes into that to make sure that everything is there on time. Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't slow down your progress at all. Okay. Very good. Let's talk a little bit more about insurance, because I think that's very important. What kinds of insurance do you need with a contractor? What things that maybe as a homeowner you don't think of that you need to make sure you do?
There's a lot of insurances that you can have, but I'd say the main ones that you definitely need are liability insurance, and you want to make sure that your contractor adds you to his policy, and workers' comp. You want to make sure you have those two things.
Okay.
Right, and to add into that, another beware for DIYers out there is you really, if you're going to do work yourself, you really ought to call your insurance company and add an addendum to it, because anything that happens during that construction may or may not be covered by your homeowner's policy.
Oh.
And it's something that homeowners who are doing it yourself oftentimes don't think to do.
Okay, that's very good. What about back-end paperwork, lien releases, those sort of things?
Yep, that's the other thing you want to make sure your contractor does. Ask them their process of billing.
Right.
How do they keep track of that? Are they going to have all their subs sign the lien releases? All of that, it's a very important.
Wow.
Paper trail.
Yes.
A lot to think about, I know.
It is a lot to think about, but it is exciting to be able to talk through this, to give people a little bit more of an idea of what they should. Managing expectations, I think, is just so important in any kind of situation, but especially in a home remodel. So thank you so much for coming in. This is really fun to chat with you.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason Lotho, he is the owner of Fundari Finish Construction. You can find them online at fundarifinish.com. And if you head to his offices, then you'll also be heading to Humanity Home and Cabinetry. Kelly's office is there at 799 Piner Road, Suite A in Santa Rosa. You can send an email to info@humanity-home.com. Thank you so much, Kelly. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right, we'll see you next time. This is KSRO.